The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What did God do in the lives of George and Mary Rideout and their family when they returned from the mission field in Nigeria? This is part two of the story of George Rideout, whose life journey involves leading the Gravity Research Foundation, the Open Church Foundation, and the founding of Veritas Christian Academy, while nursing his beloved wife through a season of cancer. We pause here, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what season you may be in, there is always hope and strength in Jesus. No matter how tough things may seem to be, hope in the one who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the resurrected Christ is the Lord who has strengthened George Rideout and blessed him and guided him by the power of the Holy Spirit. My friend, will you turn your heart to Jesus? Will you turn from your way to God's way? That is, will you repent, follow God, surrender to the Lord? See what God can do. That's our prayer for you, dear one. George Rideout Jr. graduated from Colby College and studied at Gordon Seminary before moving to Nigeria, where he and his wife Mary served as missionary math teachers. George leads the Gravity Research Foundation and Open Church Foundation, both founded by Roger Babson, with the strategic partnership of George's father, George Rideout Sr. George is also the chairman of the board of Veritas Christian Academy. He has 4 children and 16 grandchildren. George, welcome back. Welcome back for part two.
Danny, it's a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you very much.
George, describe your transition back to Boston after 18 years of living in Nigeria.
Okay, Danny, we served for 18 years in Nigeria. And the last school we taught at was called Kent Academy in Nigeria, outside of Jos. And we were there for 8 years, and we actually taught our own children at that school. It was a school for missionary kids and national kids. Nigerian pastors and evangelists sent their kids there. And also we had international students from businessmen coming to Nigeria needing a place to educate their kids. It was a boarding school, and so our kids were in the dormitories there. Even though we lived on campus, they chose to live with the other students and enjoy life that way. We came home when our daughter was going to be a junior in high school. And she had told us that if we ever sent her home alone, she would not make it. And so we felt the Lord telling us that we should change our plans of being missionaries in Nigeria and come home for a season and see what the Lord does with that. So we did come home in July 1987. And somebody advised us that if your children had grown up in a boarding school, they would adjust better to the States if they continued in a boarding school situation. So we ended up sending our oldest three kids to Stony Brook School on Long Island. And Amy spent a year there, and she didn't like it. She didn't like it as much as Drew and Ian did. So she chose to come home for her senior year here in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and go to Wellesley High School for her senior year. Drew and Ian loved Stony Brook School, and we kept them there another year. So they,
George, I was just going to say, you know, you've had some serious decisions that you had to make in coming back. And right. Often we may forget about the backstory or the underlying story of how do the children, how missionary children adjust. Continue.
So Amy did very well, but all our kids didn't enjoy leaving their friends in Nigeria. That's where they had grown up. They'd gone to school with them, and they had friends from all over the world. We had kids from Hungary, we had kids from Germany, Japan, Australia, and so forth. And they just loved these kids. And so it was very tough for them to come back to the States and leave behind all their very good friends. The first year was tough. There were a lot of tears, but they made it through. And then we sent Amy off to the University of Pennsylvania. She decided that she wanted to become a midwife. When we were in Nigeria, we had a hospital across from Tickham College where we taught for 7 years. And she and Mary would oftentimes go visit the midwives and watch them deliver babies. And Amy fell in love with that. So she got admitted into the University of Pennsylvania midwifery program. She met her future husband, David, and the crew at University of Pennsylvania. And David was going to be an engineer, and he was not going to be a missionary. So Amy had to change her plans of not going back to Nigeria as a midwife, but instead she changed over to pediatric nursing. Mm-hmm. She and David ended up having three of their own children and had a ministry of adopting children as well, and they ended up adopting three children as well into their family. So they are a family of six, and they've done a beautiful job, you know, raising these kids.
So your family moved back, your kids adjusted, Amy goes to the University of Pennsylvania. How did you get involved, George, with the Gravity Research Foundation and Open Church Foundation?
Okay. So my father worked for Roger W. Babson for 25 years until Roger Babson went to be with the Lord. And he met Roger Babson at a church here in Wellesley that we were attending. And he actually picked him up when Roger Bassam was walking to church one Sunday morning and drove him to church. My mother was in the front seat. And Roger Bassam asked my father, "What do you do for a living?" And my father said, "I fill up Tilton School in Tilton, New Hampshire." He was a recruiter for a boys' finishing school in New Hampshire. So the next week, Roger Bassam called my father and he said, "How would you like to fill up Bassam College?" And so my father agreed and he stopped his job at Tilton School and moved over to Bassam College in 1943. And during those years, Dad and Bassam became very close to each other. Roger Bassam had no son, so they had like a father-son relationship. He had one daughter, and he was not close to her. So Roger Bassam had already started the Open Church Foundation in 1942. And the way he started that was he grew up in Gloucester, Massachusetts. He went down to visit one day when he was about 60, and he had a problem. And he walked down Middle Street, and he had a problem, and he decided to try the church, St. John's Church, on Middle Street. And he tried the front door, and it was open. He went in. He sat down for an hour and a half, and he met with God, and the solution to his problem came to him in that hour and a half. He said, "This is amazing. This is wonderful." And he said, "All churches in America should open up during the week and not just on Sunday." And so he started the Open Church Foundation in 1942, and they had 17,000 churches across America opening their doors to people who had needs and problems, wanted to spend time with the Lord in a quiet place. And so Dad...
You know that... George, that is, we'll come back. We can talk more after the break, but that is, that's one of the, how can I say this? It's one of the puzzling things to me about church life. Now, of course, understanding, especially nowadays, there are security issues and things that are very real. But Roger Bassam and what he observed and what he experienced and what he did really strikes a chord, because isn't it so that Sundays, yes, the doors are open, but what about the needs during the week of someone who is struggling and needs a place, a quiet place to pray? Open Church Foundation, Gravity Research Foundation, well, we'll talk more about those, and Veritas Christian Academy when we come back to talk with George Rideout. In fact, you can find out more about Veritas Christian Academy at veritasma.org. veritasma.org. Now, you're going to hear these two foundations, Open Church Foundation and Gravity Research Foundation. George will explain more clearly how each one has its own identity and its own purpose and its own work, both founded by Roger Bassam and the strategic partnership of George's father, George Rideout Sr. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
George and Mary Rideout and their children returned to Wellesley Hills in 1987. And in 1988, George took over two Babson foundations at his father's request. He's been running the Open Church and Gravity Research Foundations for the past 33 years. He's also the chairman of the board of Veritas Christian Academy. You can find out more at veritasma.org. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the last part of the previous segment, you can get this program in its entirety. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, your podcast, to share with family members and friends. So, George, again, going back, Open Church Foundation, what are you most passionate about, the Open Church Foundation?
Well, I'm very passionate about the ministry we have. It's a track ministry, and this was started right in the beginning with Roger W. Babson. He felt that literature dealing with all kinds of problems that people have should be made available in these churches that are open for them to come in and pray and meet the Lord with, and he established a track ministry right in the beginning, and we carry that ministry on right until today. And we have over 100 different tracks presently, and we have a website, openchurch.org, and every one of these tracks is on display on that website. We make them available to people who want them for various ministries, and they have gone all over the world. We have both English and Spanish versions, and we have some amazing testimonies of people's lives who have been changed by these tracks.
George, share some of those stories, how lives have been changed by those tracks.
So I'm going to share the story of Bobby Hembree. Bobby was not a Christian, and he was in jail in Columbia, South Carolina. And somebody had shoved one of our tracks called Just As I Am under his cell door. And he picked it up, and he started reading it. And he wrote a beautiful testimony of what happened to him when he started reading this. And so I'm going to share his testimony. He said, "As a result of my reading your Just As I Am gospel tract, the Holy Spirit convicted me of my lost condition. And I asked Christ to come into my heart and save me over a period of 2 days. I confessed my sins one by one as God's Holy Spirit brought every one of them to my remembrance. Satan had me believing I was lost without any hope of forgiveness. As I read your Just As I Am track, Jesus paid me a visit in my cell. He told me, "This is the way I want you, Bobby, just as you are. Hallelujah." Then he told me that if I would ask for forgiveness of my sin with a truly sorry heart, and if I would name my sins one by one, just as I had committed them, he would cover them with his blood. Dear brothers and sisters at the Open Church, I was ashamed to say some of my sins out loud, but through tear-filled a voice, I did anyway. Every time I named a sin in my spirit, I saw Christ take that sin and cast it into a sea of his blood. You see, folks, I was raped and sodomized at the age of 10 years old. I spent my whole life drinking and drugging, trying to forget that awful childhood memory. In a way, I had blamed God for not stopping what had happened to me. I now know that it was Satan who instigated my nightmare of a childhood. So I would blame God and spend my life running from him. My eyes have been opened. Lies stole my childhood and most of my adult years too. I turned 51 on March 24th, 2011. My destiny has been changed for all eternity. Heaven awaits me one day. I'm asking you good people to make an investment in me. Yes, just to buy a Bible and help him to grow in a new Christian faith. So, Bobby Hembree was soundly converted. He became my pen pal. We wrote to each other every month until he went to be with the Lord 2 years ago. I miss Bobby. He really grew in his love for Jesus Christ. And he is now with Jesus in heaven, whom he learned to love and adore while he was in prison.
Mm-hmm. What a gripping moment of sharing. The power of the gospel, George. The power of the written word as you convey the story of Jesus through your tracks, the tracks of Open Church. What did Roger Babson want, and how are you carrying that on with the spread of the gospel as we look at the changes of society that happen so quickly and so drastically in the world that we live? Talk to us about how that's integrated, Open Church and society today.
Yes, Roger Babson died in 1967. I was 21 years old when he died. I had the privilege of knowing him those first years of my life and watching him and my father work together. It was a beautiful friendship that they had, and they worked wonderfully together. So, some of the problems we're facing in this day and age, Roger Babson never knew about. We've got a lot of new problems that we didn't have back when he was alive. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to encourage churches to keep them open like we had back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s because of problems with vandalism and so forth. But we have been able to carry on the written ministry of the tracts, and he loved that ministry, and we just keep carrying that on today, and it's powerful. Roger Babson also loved the Bible. He said the Bible is the most wonderful book in the whole world, and we've had the privilege of shipping Bibles overseas to Nigeria. They're rebuilding the hospital where our two sons, Ian and Kevin, were born in Egby, Nigeria. So there are shipping containers going over several times a year. And they have invited us to send the Bibles over in their shipping containers along with Open Church tracts. And so we are able to carry on this ministry that we love so much in Nigeria through the Open Church Foundation this day and age.
George, if someone wants to find out about how to get these tracts, what of the 100 plus tracts, what the topics are, how it might be used, how would someone do that?
I would encourage you to visit our website at openchurch.org, and we have every one of our tracts on the website, and you can click on any one of them and open them up and read them. You can order tracts off of the website, and we are happy to fill those orders anytime we receive them.
George, let's take a break now, but when we come back, let's talk about the other foundation, the Gravity Research Foundation. And then maybe we can begin talking about Veritas Christian Academy. These are organizations that you lead, that you've been a part of, and have given strong leadership for decades. And fruit is being born in various ways. I just count it a privilege to be able to sit with you, as it were, to have this conversation, to hear from you, sharing your heart. You're listening to George Rideout. We're talking about Veritas Christian Academy, Open Church Foundation, and the Gravity Research Foundation. We'll talk more about that when we come back. You know, a special issue of selected essays was published by the International Journal of Modern Physics, Gravitation, Astrophysics, and Cosmology. You know, over the years, from 1965 to 2020, six Nobel laureates have also received Gravity Research Foundation awards. Stay with us. We'll be back with more. Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
George Rideout Jr. is with us today. This is part two of a feature of his incredible life and how God has worked in and through him and his family and continues to do so to touch the lives of people all over the world. We talked about the Open Church Foundation, the tracks. You can find out more and obtain those tracks and use those tracks at openchurch.org. But George is also a part of, he leads the Gravity Research Foundation. The Gravity Research Foundation, you know, a special issue of selected essays was published by the International Journal of Modern Physics, Gravitation, Astrophysics, and Cosmology. Over the years, from 1965 to 2020, six Nobel laureates have also received Gravity Research Foundation awards, including Roger Penrose, George Smoot, Frank Wilczek, Gerhard de Tooft, Martin Pearl, and Julian Schwinger. George, what is the purpose of the Gravity Research Foundation?
Okay, the purpose of the Gravity Research Foundation is to encourage scientific research and to arrive at a more complete understanding of the phenomenon of gravitation. And we do this through an annual essay competition on gravity. And our hope is that in the long run, there will be beneficial uses resulting as a result of the research.
So Roger Babson founding the Gravity Research Foundation, your involvement, your father's involvement, what drives you in your leadership for the Gravity Research Foundation?
Okay, the idea of the Gravity Essay Competition came when my father and Roger Babson were on a train ride together. Roger Babson was a graduate of MIT in 1898, and he studied physics while he was at MIT. Professor Swain was in his civil engineering class, and he inspired Roger Babson with his ideas on Newton's law of action and reaction, and also on Newton's law of gravitation. The first idea of action and reaction, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. Roger Babson became very successful in the business world, and he predicted the 1929 stock market crash. He started a whole business on advising clients on how to invest in the stock market. And he also started a school called Babson College here in Wellesley to train up his clients' children in the business world so that when they took over the family fortune, they would be successful in carrying them on. He was interested in the idea of gravity. He had a bad experience of losing his sister to drowning and a grandson to drowning. And he said it was the force of gravity that held them down under the water and caused them to drown. But he really loved the concept of gravity, and he wanted to find out more about it. and see if there are any practical ways in which it could be used to help our world. So he asked my father, you know, how can we get people to study gravity and find out more about it? And my father suggested that they start an annual essay competition back in 1949. Roger Batson loved the idea, and they had their first competition in 1949. Today, we are in our 73rd competition, and I am now receiving all the essays for the 73rd competition, and they are all due by the end of this month. So this is always a busy time of me, time of year for me collecting these essays. They are amazing essays. They come from all over the world. Two-thirds of the essays come from outside of USA, one-third from inside USA. And we offer awards for the top five essays every year, and we give out honorable mentions for about 30 to 35 essays as well. We have many more essays than that which don't receive any awards, but many of them are worthy of being awarded. The quality of the essays has increased substantially over the years, and most of the essays we received are highly qualified and most deserving of receiving an award, but we limit our awards to 5 monetary awards and 35 honorable mentions each year. The competitors loved the competition. They said that the competition has inspired them in their thinking, in their writing, and they are being given an opportunity to share their ideas in this format. And they absolutely love it. And so it's a lot of fun for me to be able to help them enjoy this competition. And we have people who have entered this competition for 43 years. I mean, the competition's 73 years old now. Some people have entered every year for 43 years. I don't know if anybody's exceeded that yet, but it's incredible.
George, if someone wants to find out more about the Gravity Research Foundation and this competition, how would they go about doing that?
So we have a website, gravityresearchfoundation.org. There's no space between the words. It's all one big word, gravityresearchfoundation.org, and you will see our competition and the results of all these 72 years are on the website. You can see who the winners were all the years, and you can read their essays if you're interested. They're all available to you on that website. And then you can read a little bit about the history of how it was founded, and you can see the rules for the competition on the website as well.
There it is, available for you. George, the difference that is being made, I mean, I'm thinking about Frank Wilczek at MIT, Gerhard de Tooft at Utrecht, and Spinoza Institute, the Netherlands. Just a few of the many. Now, we talked about the Nobel laureates that have also been awarded Graduate Research Foundation awards. When you talk about someone who's in the competition for 43 years, submitting every year and loving the competition, just in a nutshell, how would you say Gravity Research Foundation has made a difference in society?
There is a trend in the understanding of gravity. If you look at our essays back in 1949 and follow them through up until the present time, you can see that there are different topics that were discussed over the years. And a lot of the competitors said that it was our competition that motivated them to study these areas and to write about them. And so we, as a foundation, have helped develop the understanding of gravity over the years through the essay competition. You're holding one of our journals, and these journals are made available online, and people read them, they cite the essays that are in them, and it's a wonderful blessing and benefit to the gravity community that this essay competition has provided.
I mean, I'm looking at the Ohio State University. These are recent first award winners from 2021 and going down. I mean, we see University of California, Davis. We see University Center for Astronomy and Astrophysics in India, Russian Academy of Sciences in Russia, University of British Columbia in BC. I mean, we can go on and on. Tsinghua University in China. These are leaders that are coming from these distinguished universities. Austria, New Zealand, University of Wellington, here at Gravity Research Foundation. George, when we come back for our final segment, let's circle back to this thought of gravity and these brilliant minds, researchers who are writing. But let's circle back and also to talk about the burgeoning leaders of tomorrow through Veritas Christian Academy. And also address the question of how does this idea that it has such scholarly depth and impact relate to the Christian underpinnings of Roger Babson and George Rideout Sr., and how God has now birthed under your leadership and Mary through Westgate Church, Veritas Christian Academy. There's so much, folks, so much with George Rideout. We can go deep, but we must still go a little bit wide today as we talk of these things. When we come back, we'll talk more with George Rideout and hopefully be able to share in a time of prayer. You know, education is an underpinning that has been a current that has run strongly through the life of George Rideout from the days of his growing up here in Boston, his getting his education in Wellesley, there in Maine at Colby College, then teaching for 18 years, he and his wife Mary in Nigeria. Students from all over the world, ambassadors, leaders, kids in that school. More from George Rideout when we come back. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you're listening to George Rideout, our guest today. This is part two of the two-part feature, and we're honored to have him with us. And thank you for joining us, dear friend. George, the Gravity Research Foundation's non-sectarian in its scope, but you're a follower of Christ. How do you explain, just circling back to your personal faith, how you make sense of this great work and this international reach and international community? But how do you express what's happening from your perspective as a follower of Christ?
Yes, I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ and in God, Father, and the Holy Spirit. And I believe that God created this entire world and universe that we live in. And He is by far the greatest mathematician and scientists there is. And we human beings here on Earth are made in His image, and we are given minds that are curious and able to understand the things that we observe in the heavens. And we can use this curiosity to better understand our Creator. He is the one who designed gravity, and it's up to us to come to appreciate it and to understand it as best we can, and to see how we can apply it to our present world and use our understanding to benefit the world as much as possible. So We're looking for beneficial results as a result of this essay competition.
George, in 1995, Westgate Church in Weston asked Mary to start Westgate Christian Academy, which she ran until 2003. Mary came down with cancer and went to be with the Lord in 2006. Westgate Christian Academy became Veritas Christian Academy in 2010. Now you serve as the board chairman. What was it that made the transitions of starting a new school with Mary so rewarding?
When we were missionaries in Nigeria, Mary and I were both teaching at Kent Academy, and we felt God telling us back then in the 1980s, that one day God would have us start a Christian school. Someday, somewhere, but we never knew when or how. And that happened in 1995, as you mentioned. We had joined Westgate Church, who had helped support us when we were missionaries in Nigeria, along with Park Street Church in Boston. Westgate was founded by one of Park City Church's pastors in 1975. And we felt that we should start a Christian school when the parents of Westgate Church were lacking a Christian school in this area to teach their children. And the parents are the ones who asked Mary to start a Christian school. They knew she was a teacher. While I was running the two foundations, Mary was out teaching at Walnut Hill School and Natick and Elliott Montessori School. And so we called our pastor together with us in our living room and asked him what he thought about the idea. And he thought it was wonderful. We presented it to the elder board and then to the congregation. And they voted to move ahead with the idea of Westgate Christian Academy. So Mary did all the initial work of getting permission from us, children in Boston and so forth, all that needed to be done to make it happen. And so we opened up the doors with 7 students the first year. And the school grew to 115 by the time Mary finished in 2003, and when she came down with cancer and had to deal with that. The school continued on until 2010. It was under the ownership of Westgate Church, and we ran into a financial difficulty in that last year. We had 20 fewer students than we were expecting and a shortfall in the budget. And Westgate Church said, we will see you through the year, but then we have to close the school after that. When we told the parents in March of 2010 that we were going to close the school, I received a phone call on April 1st from 4 families from the school. Some of them were teachers, some of them had kids in the school. And they said, we still want to have a Christian school for our children. And we want to start a brand new one. And they asked me if I'd be willing to join forces with them and start a new school. The Lord worked a miracle, and we were able to secure a new location at Celebration International Church in the town of Wayland. We lost half our students that first year. We went from 91 down to 45. We lost half our staff. We went down to 8 teachers. But we started with 45 students in 2010. And today, 12 years later, we have 161 students, and we are growing. The demand for the school is on the increase, and we are outgrowing the accommodations at Celebration International Church. And so 2 years ago, our board said, well, if God wants us to expand the school, then let's pray about it and see what he does. So he worked a miracle and provided us with a brand new property 2 miles away from Celebration International Church. And we were able to purchase that property below assessed value, $500,000 below assessed value. Was a miracle. And then we had a donor who agreed to pay a interest-free loan for 3 years so that we could purchase that property. So we are 2 years into that property, and we are asking the Lord to continue to lead us and to guide us and to show us his will for the future. We need to raise a lot of money to build a new campus on that property. Our goal is They have 354 students on that property with 75 staff, and to move the entire school over there one day.
George, you are a man of faith. You lead by faith, and the Lord has done mighty works in and through you. Someone today may be facing a difficult challenge and could really receive the blessing of someone praying for them who has seen God work through difficult times as you have. Would you pray for our dear listener right now?
I will do that. Thank you, Dan. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this time of being able to share what you have done through the various foundations and the schools that we've taught at. And we thank you for the life of my wife, Mary W. Rideout, and for all that she did for you, for her dedication to serving students many, many years, forming a school to help help students receive a Christian education. Lord, we pray for those who are going difficult times of cancer or other situations they're facing in their families. We pray that you would be with them, that you would lift them up, that you would strengthen them, that you would help them to know that you care, that you are there. You know about suffering, Lord. You sent your only son, Jesus Christ, into the world to suffer on our behalf, to die on the cross, to pay the penalty for our sin. So, Lord, you know about suffering, you know about sorrow, and you are able to help each one in whatever situation they find themselves. So we lift them up before you tonight and ask your blessing upon those who are listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. George, thank you very much for spending this time with us, sharing as you have, for praying, and being a blessing to our listeners. Uplifting words from George Rideout Jr., veritasma.org. You know, God's timing, dear one, is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. And I thank you in advance. Proverbs 3:13, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to George Rideout Jr., veritasma.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.